The next word is nurse. The word nurse in Russian is медсестра. Медсестра. The sentence. Медсестра заботится о пациенте. Медсестра заботится о пациенте. Breakdown. Медсестра. Медсестра, nurse, feminine. Заботится. Заботится, takes care of, third person singular, present tense, of the verb заботиться, заботиться, to take care of. Or. O, about slash of, preposition. Пациенте. Пациенте, patient, masculine, prepositional case. Translation. The nurse takes care of the patient. Key concepts. Gender. In Russian, nouns have gender, and the form of the adjective, and the verb often depends on the gender of the noun. Here, nurse. Медсестра. Is feminine, so the verb, takes care of. Заботиться. Is in the feminine form. Prepositional case. The preposition, about slash of. Or. Requires the noun, patient. Пациенте. To be in the prepositional case. Variations of the word. Медбрат. Медбрат, nurse, masculine. Медбрат, is used for a male nurse. Pronunciation. Медсестра. Медсестра. The, e, in. Медсестра. Is pronounced like the, e, in, bed. Заботиться. Заботиться, the I in заботиться is pronounced like the I in machine. Or O, the O in or is pronounced like the O in hot. Пациенте. Пациенте, the E in пациенте is pronounced like the E in bed. English and Russian translation. Nurse. Медсестра. Медсестра, patient. Пациент. Пациент. The next word is part. The word part in English can have many meanings in Russian, depending on the context. Here's an example. Sentence. Он сыграл главную роль в этом фильме. Breakdown. Он. Pronunciation. Own. He. Сыграл. Pronunciation. Сыграл. Played. Masculine past tense. Singular. Главную. Pronunciation. Главную. Main. Feminine. Accusative case. Роль. Pronunciation. Role. Role. Feminine. Accusative case. Pronunciation. V in preposition. Этом. Pronunciation. Этом, this, masculine, nominative case. Фильме. Pronunciation. Filmy, film, masculine, prepositional case. Translation. He played the main role in this film. Key concepts. Case. Russian nouns and adjectives change their endings depending on their function in the sentence. In this case, эролиери is in the accusative case because it's the direct object of the verb эсеругерал. Gender. Russian nouns are either masculine, feminine, or neuter, and this affects the endings of adjectives and verbs that agree with them. Variations of the word, part. Chast. Pronunciation. Chast, part, of something. Role. Pronunciation. Role, role, part, in a play, film, etc. Detail. Pronunciation. Detail, detail, part, of a machine, etc. Strana. Pronunciation. Strana, side, part, of a story, etc. English word and pronunciation. Part, Parrot, Russian word, and pronunciation. Chast. Pronunciation. Chast. The next word is package. The English word, package, can be translated into Russian as Pasulka, Posilka, or Packet, Packet. Let's take a look at a sentence using Pasulka. Я отправил посылку своей сестре в Америку. Breakdown. Pronoun, nominative case, subject of the sentence, pronounced, я. Отправил. Отправил, sent, verb, past tense, masculine singular, agreeing with the subject, я, pronounced, отправил. Посылку. Posilku, package, noun, accusative case, direct object of the verb, pronounced, posilku. Svoyei. Svoye, my, possessive adjective, feminine singular, agreeing with the noun sestere, pronounced, svoi. Sestere. Sester, sister, noun, dative case, indirect object of the verb, pronounced, sestre. V in preposition, pronounced V. Ameriku. Ameriku, America, noun, accusative case, object of the preposition, ve, pronounced, Ameriku. Translation. I sent a package to my sister in America. Key concepts. The Russian language uses different cases for nouns and pronouns depending on their function in the sentence. Prepositions take specific cases, making it important to understand which case to use with each preposition. Adjectives in Russian agree with the noun they modify in gender, number, and case. Variations. Packet. Packet, this word is more commonly used for a smaller package, like a package of letters or a small parcel. Pronunciation tips. The yeru sound in Russian is similar to the I in bird. The o sound is similar to the o in hot. The ye sound is similar to the ye in yet. The stress in the word. Pasulka. Posilka is on the second syllable. Sil. English. Package Russian. Pasulka. Posilka. Packet. Packet. The next word is somewhere. The word somewhere in English translates to где-то in Russian. The sentence structure in Russian will follow the pattern of subject-verb-adverb, which is different from English. The sentence I saw her somewhere will be translated as I saw her где-то. Let's break down the parts of the sentence. I pronounced ya like ya in yacht. Видел. Видел, saw, pronounced видал. Yeah. Her, pronounced e like the English word e. Где-то. Где-то, somewhere, pronounced где-то. Here is the full sentence. Я видел ее где-то. I saw her somewhere. Important note. Где-то. Где-то is an example of an adverb of place. Adverbs of place are used to describe where something happens or is located. Russian often uses a shorter form of a noun when referring to a previously mentioned person, like using ye instead of ye. Io. Pronunciation. Где-то. 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 Variations. The word somewhere can be used in different ways in English. It can be used to express uncertainty about a location, as in, I saw her somewhere. It can also be used to express a sense of vagueness, as in, I'm going somewhere. In Russian. Где-то. Где-то will be used in both situations. English, somewhere. Russian. Где-то. Где-то. The next word is expand. The word, expand, can be translated into Russian as расширять, расширять, or расширить, расширить, расширять. Расширять is the imperfective verb form of the verb meaning to expand or to enlarge. It is used to describe an ongoing or repeated action. Расширить. Расширить is the perfective verb form meaning to expand or to enlarge. It is used to describe a completed or one-time action. Here is a sample sentence using the verb расширить. Расширить. Он решил расширить свой бизнес, открыв новый магазин. Он решил расширить свой бизнес, открыв новый магазин. Breakdown. On, he, pronoun, masculine, nominative case. Решил, decided, past tense, masculine singular. Расширить, to expand, perfective verb, infinitive. Свой. Свой, his, possessive adjective, masculine singular. Business. Business, business, noun, masculine singular, nominative case. Открыть, to open, perfective verb, infinitive. Новый. Новый, new, adjective, masculine singular. Магазин. Магазин, store, noun, masculine singular, accusative case. Translation. He decided to expand his business by opening a new store. Pronunciation. Расширять. 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 Расширить. 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 Он. 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 Решил. 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 Свой. 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 Business. Business, business. Открыть. Открыть, открыть. Новый. Новый, новый. Магазин. Магазин, магазин. Helpful hint. Remember that in Russian, verbs are conjugated to agree with the subject in gender, number and case. You can use this sentence as a template to change the subject and the verb accordingly. For example, она решила расширить свой бизнес, открыв новый магазин. Она решила расширить свой бизнес, открыв новый магазин. She decided to expand her business by opening a new store. English, Russian, expand. Расширять. Расширять, слэш. Расширить. Расширить. The next word is commit. The word, commit, can be translated into Russian as совершать. Pronounced, совершать, so, as in, so, ver, as in, very, шат, as in, шатter, with the, t, sound very light. Here is a simple sentence. Он совершил ошибку. Pronounced, он совершил ошибку. Он, as in, он, so, as in, so, ver, as in, very, shill, as in, shrill, as in, ah, shib, as in, ship, ку, as in, cook. This sentence literally translates to, he committed a mistake. The verb, совершать. Совершать is in the past tense, as indicated by the ending L. The word ошибку. Pronounced ошибку, as in R, шиб, as in ship, ку, as in cook, is in the accusative case because it is the direct object of the verb. Here are some other ways to say commit in Russian. Делать. Pronounced делать, the, as in, they, lat, as in, lathe, with the, th, sound very light. This is a more general verb meaning, to do, or, to make. It is often used in the context of committing a crime, such as, dielat preistuplenii. Pronounced, dielat preistuplenii, the, as in, they, lat, as in, lathe, with the, th, sound very light, pre, as in, pretty, stup, as in, stoop, le, as in, lay, nigh, as in, knee, ye, as in, yes, meaning, to commit a crime. Pasvashat. Pronounced, par esmaya shat, par, as in, par, esmaya, as in, sway, shat, as in, shatter, with the, t, sound very light, this verb means, to dedicate, or, to devote. It is often used in the context of committing oneself to a cause, or a goal, such as Pasvashat Siganauki. Pronounced, par esmaya shat sibaya nauki, par, as in, par, esmaya, as in, sway, shat, as in, shatter, with the, t, sound very light, si, as in, say, baya, as in, by, na, as in, na, u, as in, u, ki, as in, ki, meaning, to dedicate oneself to science. Helpful pronunciation tip. Russian has a lot of soft consonants. You can think of them as a Y sound after the consonant. For example, Temirkiznak. Pronounced T, T, as in T, followed by a light Y. English word. Commit Russian word. Savyashat. Sovershat, to commit, to perform English word, mistake Russian word. Ashibka. Ashibka, mistake. The next word is obvious. Yeah, your. Yeah. Her. Neudacha. Bula. Achividna. Sim. Breakdown. Yeah. Pronounced, yo, like, yeo, is the nominative case of the third person feminine pronoun or na. Na. She, and refers to a female subject. Nudacha. Pronounced, nyudacha, like, nudacha, means, failure, or, misfortune. Bula. Pronounced, bila, like, bila, is the past tense of the verb beyeruteyeri. Boot. To be, in the feminine singular form, and means, was. Achividna. Pronounced, akividna, like, archividna, means, obvious, and is the feminine singular form of the adjective or cheyemeidenyeruikabatkoye. Achividnui. Fsim. Pronounced, visium, like, visium, is the dative case of the pronoun vesier. Fsir. All, and refers to the indirect object. This sentence uses the feminine singular form of the adjective. Achividnui. Because the noun that it modifies, nudacha, is feminine. Note that this word is a common one, and often used in many Russian expressions and idioms. The sentence translates to, her failure was obvious to everyone. Variations of Achividnui. Masculine feminine neuter plural. Achividnui. Achividnai. Achividnai. Achividnui. Pronunciation. Achividnui. Pronounced, akividny, like, archividny. Achividnai. Pronounced, akividny, like, archividny. Achividnai. Pronounced, akividny, like, archividny. Achividnui. Pronounced, akividny, like, archividny. English translation. Obvious, obvious, Russian translation. Achividnui. Akividny. The next word is jump. The word, jump, in English can be translated to prugat. Prygat, in Russian. Prygat, is a verb meaning to jump. There are many variations on this verb that you will encounter, and the endings change based on the tense, person, and number. The at the end of the word is stressed. Here is an example sentence. Я прыгаю. Я прыгаю. Breakdown. Я. Я, I. This is the subject pronoun, and is pronounced, я. Прыгаю. Прыгаю, I jump. This is the present tense first person singular of the verb to jump. Translation. I jump. English pronunciation. Я прыгаю. Russian pronunciation. Я прыгаю. Key concept. The verb ending changes based on tense, person, and number. The next word is weapon. The Russian sentence is Он использовал оружие, чтобы защитить себя. Breakdown. Он. Pronunciation. Own, he, masculine pronoun, nominative case. Использовал. Pronunciation. Is ползовал, used, past tense, masculine singular, verb исполняли, заполняли. Использовал. Оружие. Pronunciation. Оружие, weapon, noun, accusative case. Чтобы. Pronunciation. Chtoby, in order to, so that, conjunction. Защитить. Pronunciation. Защитить, to protect, verb, infinitive. Себя. Pronunciation. Себя, himself, oneself, reflexive pronoun, accusative case. The sentence translates to, he used a weapon to protect himself. Key concepts. Gender and case. Russian nouns and pronouns have grammatical gender, masculine, feminine, neuter, and case, nominative, accusative, genitive, etc. These influence the form of the word. Verb conjugation. Russian verbs change form based on tense, person, number, and gender. Reflexive pronouns. Reflexive pronouns like себя. Refer back to the subject of the sentence. Variations of the word, weapon. Орудие. Pronunciation. Орудие, tool, instrument. Can also be used for, weapon, but is less common. Орудие. Is the most common word for, weapon, in Russian. English and Russian translation of the word, weapon. English. Weapon Russian. Оружие. Pronunciation. Оружие. The next word is relatively. The word, relatively, can be translated into Russian in several ways, depending on the context. Here is a common translation using the word. Относительно. Pronounced, относительно. Sentence. Эта проблема относительно проста. Pronounced, эта проблема относительно проста. Breakdown. Это. Эта, this. Проблема. Проблема, problem. Относительно. Относительно, relatively. Проста. Проста, simple. Translation. This problem is relatively simple. Key concepts. Относительно. Относительно is a preposition that indicates a relative comparison. It means, in relation to, or, compared to. Variations. Сравнительно. Сравнительно, comparatively. Относительно. Относительно, more formal than. Относительно. Pronunciation tips. The stress in относительно. Относительно falls on the third syllable. The O in относительно. atacitelna is pronounced like the O in hot or lot. The E at the end of prosta. Prosta is silent. English, relatively, comparatively, in relation to, compared to Russian. Atacitelna. Atacitelna. Sravnitelna. Sravnitelna. Atacitelna. Atacitelna. The next word is post. The word post in English can be translated into Russian using the word хозяин. Pronounced хозяин, meaning male host, or хозяйка. Pronounced хозяйка, meaning female host. Here is an example sentence using the word хозяйка. Хозяйка. Приготовила. Pronounced Prigotoroman 6 la. Вкусный. Pronounced Vikasai. Ужин. Pronounced Ужин. Breakdown. Хозяйка. Hostess, female host. Приготовила. Prepared, past tense, feminine singular. Вкусный. Delicious. Ужин. Dinner. Meaning, the hostess prepared a delicious dinner. Key concepts. In Russian, nouns have gender. The word хозяин is masculine, and the word хозяйка is feminine. The ending of the verb приготовила changes to reflect the gender of the noun hostess in the sentence. Translation. Хозяйка. Hostess, pronounced хозяйка. Приготовила. Prepared, pronounced Proto-Roman 6 la. Вкусный. Delicious, pronounced Vкусный. Ужин. Dinner, pronounced ужин. The next word is winter. Hash Zima Rajna Stupila. Breakdown. Zema. Zima. Winter. The I is pronounced like the E in C. Ma is pronounced like the Ma in Mama. Ujeye. Urge. Already. The U is pronounced like the U in moon. The E is pronounced like the E in get. N-I-S-T-U-P-E-L-A. Nastupila. Past tense of the verb N-I-S-T-U-P-A-T-E-R-I. Nastupat. Which means, to arrive, to come, or to set in. The A is pronounced like the A in father. The U is pronounced like the U in moon. The Pi is pronounced like the P in keep. The La is pronounced like the La in La. Meaning, winter has already arrived. Key concepts. Gender. Zema. Zima. Is a feminine noun, which is important for declension and agreement in Russian. Tense. The verb nastupila. Nastupila. Is in the past tense, indicating that the event of winter arriving has already happened. Variations. Zema. Zima. Can also be used as a season in a general sense. For example, Vezemu. Vizimu. Kaolodeno. Kolodno. It is cold in winter. Nastupayete Zema. Nastupit Zima. Winter is coming. Translation. Winter. Zima. Hi. Zima. Already. Uju. Hi. Urge. Has arrived. Nastupila. Hi. Nastupila. The next word is point. The word point can be used in Russian in a few different ways. It can refer to a dot, a mark, a place on a map, a score in a game, or a key idea, or argument. Let's look at an example. Sentence. On ukazal na toczku na karty. Breakdown. On. He, pronoun, masculine, nominative case. On. Ukazal. Pointed, verb, past tense, masculine singular. Ukazal. Na. On, preposition. Na. Toczku. Point, noun, feminine, accusative case. Toczku. Na. On, preposition. Na. Karty. Map, noun, feminine, prepositional case. Karty. Translation. He pointed to a point on the map. Key concept. The word toczka can be used for many different types of points, and the meaning is determined by the context of the sentence. Variations. Toczka can also be used for a period at the end of a sentence. Toczka zrenie. Point of view is a common phrase used when discussing opinions. Pronunciation. Toczka. Toczka. Stress on the first syllable. Ukazał. Ukazał. Stress on the second syllable. Karty. Karty. Stress on the first syllable. English, Russian. Point. Toczka. The next word is district. The word district in Russian is rayon. Rayon. The sentence is ONJIVETV. Rayon. SMNOJESTVOMPARKOV. On means he. Juviet. Jivet means lives. V means in. Rayon. Rayon means district. S means with. Mnozhestvom. Mnozhestvom means a lot of, and. Parkov. Parkov means parks. He lives in a district with many parks. The word rayon. Rayon can also mean region or area, depending on context. It is also important to note that the word rayon, rayon is masculine, so the ending of the word changes depending on the grammatical case. In this example, rayon, rayon is in the prepositional case and ends with e. Pronunciation. Rayon. 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 Juviet. Jivet. G-V-E-T. V. V. S. 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 Mnozhestvom. Mnozhestvom. M-N-O-J-S-T room. Parkov. 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 The next word is broad. The word broad can be translated into Russian in a few ways, depending on the context. Let's look at one common example. Sentence. The broad avenue was lined with trees. Russian. Широкий. Проспект. Б-Е-Р-У-Л-В-Е-Р-У-С-А-Ж-Е-Н-Д-Е-Р-Е-В-Е-Р-Я-М-И. Широкий. Prospect. Bile Vysajan Beriviami. Breakdown. Shiroki. Shirok. Iyi. This is the adjective broad in Russian. It's pronounced as Shiroki. It can also be used as a noun, meaning width, pronounced the same. Prospect. Prospect. This is the noun, avenue, in Russian. It's pronounced as prospect. Vile. This is the past tense of the verb, to be, in Russian. It's pronounced as vil. Vysajan. Vysajan. This is the past participle of the verb, to plant, in Russian. It's pronounced as vysajan. Деревьями. Деревьями. This is the instrumental plural of the noun, tree, in Russian. It's pronounced as деревьями. Translation. Broad. Широкий. Широкие. Avenue. Prospect. Prospect. Key concepts. Adjective agreement. The adjective. Широкий. Широкие. Agrees in gender and number with the noun it modifies, in this case. Prospect. Prospect. Which is masculine and singular. Past participle. The past participle. Vysajan. Vysajan. Acts as an adjective in this sentence, describing the prospect. Prospect. Instrumental case. The noun. Деревьями. Деревьями. Is in the instrumental case because it shows the means or instrument by which the action was performed, i.e. planted by trees. Other translations for broad. Wide. Широкий. Широкие. Extensive. Обширный. Обширный. General. Широкий. Широкие. Comprehensive. Обширный. Обширный. Remember that the best translation depends on the context. The next word is tire. The English word, tire, can be translated into Russian as Ustavat. Ustavat. It is a verb that means to tire or to get tired. The Russian sentence, Я устаю. Отерабе отеру. Я устаю от работы. Я устаю от работы means, I am getting tired from work. It is important to note that уставать. Уставать is an imperfective verb, which means it describes an ongoing action or state. The perfective form of this verb is устать. Устать. The sentence, Я устаю. Отерабе отеру. Я устал от работы. Я устал от работы means, I am tired from work. This sentence is in the past tense, but it is a perfective verb that describes the state of being tired after the action of working. Note that in both cases, the word ot. Ot is used to express the object of the tiredness, in this case, work. It is also important to note that the Russian word for work, работа, работа, is feminine. Thus, the adjective, устал, устал, is used in the masculine form, and the adjective, устала, устала, is used in the feminine form. English, tire. To tie a Russian. Уставать. Уставать. Устать. Устать. The next word is spring. Hash hash весна пришла. Весна пришла. Breakdown. Весна. Весна. Spring, pronunciation. Весна пришла. Пришла. Came, this is the past tense feminine singular form of the verb перекатывать. Прийти. To come. Exclamation, Exclamation mark, this indicates excitement, or emphasis. Sentence meaning, spring has come. Key concepts. Gender. In Russian, nouns have gender. Vyesna. Vyesna. Is feminine, hence the feminine form of the verb perishala. Perishla. Tense. The verb perishala. Perishla. Is in the past tense, indicating that spring has already arrived. Variations. Vyesnanastupela. Vyesnanastupela. Spring has arrived. This is a more formal way of saying the same thing. Vyesnaujyesnayesyeri. Vyesnaujyes. Spring is already here. This emphasizes the presence of spring. English translation. Spring. Russian translation. Vyesna. Vyesna. Pronunciation. Vyesna. The next word is spirit. The word spirit in English can have many different meanings. In Russian, you'll use different words depending on the specific meaning of spirit. Here is a sentence using the word duch. The meaning spirit in the sense of mood or attitude. Unigobile voivoda. This sentence literally translates to, he had a fighting spirit. U. U. Preposition means at, with, near, or by. It is the genitive case of the pronoun. On. On. Meaning he. Nivo. Nigo. Pronoun, meaning him or his. It is the genitive case of the pronoun. On. On. Meaning he. Bile. Past tense of the verb. Bit. Bite. Meaning to be. Boy. 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 Adjective, meaning fighting or combat. Duch. The masculine noun, meaning spirit, in the sense of mood or attitude. Key concept, you can use this word. Duch. The to describe someone's mood or attitude. For example, you might say, Anabulaf Kharoshim Duchi. Onabila V. Horoshim Duch. She was in a good mood. Pronunciation notes. U. U. Pronounced like the English word U, as in moon. Nivo. Nego. Pronounced Nego. Bile. Bile. Pronounced Bile. Boyevoy. Boyevoy. Pronounced Boyevoy. Duch. The. Pronounced Du. English. Spirit. Pronounced Spirit. Russian. Duch. The. Pronounced Du. The next word is lunch. Hash hash. Breakdown. I pronounced ya like ya in yard. Lublu. Lublu, I love, pronounced lubliu. Abibat. Obidat, to have lunch, pronounced arbidat. This is a verb. It's important to note that in Russian verbs change depending on the person and number. In this case, the ending, at, means the verb is in the infinitive form. The conjugation of the verb for the first person singular is Обедаю. Pronounced обайдаю. V in pronounced V. Кафе. Кайф, кафе, pronounced кафе. Translation. I love to have lunch in a cafe. Key concepts. Verb conjugation. Russian verbs change depending on the person, number, and tense. Prepositions. V is a preposition that means in. Prepositions are essential to understanding the grammar and meaning of Russian sentences. Nouns. Кафе. Кайф is a noun that means cafe. Nouns in Russian have genders, and кафе. Кайф is neuter. Variations of обедат. Обедат. Обедаю. Обедаю, I am having lunch. Обедаю. Обедали, they had lunch. Обедаем. Обедаем, we are having lunch. Pronunciation guide. Я, like, я, in, yard. Люблю. Люблю, люблю. Обедат. Обедат, обайдат. V, V. Кафе. Кайф, кафе. English word. Lunch Russian word. Обед. Обед, pronounced, обайд. The next word is actual. The word actual is an adjective that describes something that is real, or true, as opposed to something imagined, or potential. In Russian, this word translates to F-A-K-T-H-A-S-K-I-K-A-T-K-O-Y. Фактически. Let's see an example. Фактическая. Информация. О. Ситуации. Была. Неизвестна. Translation. The actual information about the situation was unknown. Breakdown. Фактическая. Фактическая. Actual, factual, real, adjective, feminine. This is the feminine form of the adjective. The masculine form is фактически. Фактически. The neuter form is фактическое. Фактическо. And the plural is фактическое. Фактически. Информация. Информация. Information. Or. Oh. About, preposition. Ситуации. Ситуации. Situation. Была. Была. Was, past tense, feminine form of, to be. Неизвестно. Неизвестно. Unknown, past tense, feminine form of, to be unknown. Helpful hints for pronunciation. Фактически. Фактически. The stress is on the second syllable. Фактически. Информация. Информация. The stress is on the second syllable. Информация. Ситуации. Ситуации. The stress is on the second syllable. Ситуации. Неизвестно. Неизвестно. The stress is on the second syllable. Неизвестно. Keep practicing with different sentences, and you'll soon master the use of фактически. Фактически. In Russian. The next word is pool. English. The children are playing in the pool. Russian. Дети играют в бассейне. Breakdown. Дети. Pronounced. Дайте, children, plural noun, nominative case, this is the subject of the sentence. Ibrayut. Pronounced Ibrayut, are playing, verb, present tense, third person plural, this is the verb in the sentence. The ending Ut is used for plural subjects and indicates the present tense. The verb Ibrat. Ibrat means to play. Pronounced V in, inside, preposition. Bassaini. Pronounced Bassaini, plural noun, prepositional case, this is the object of the preposition. The prepositional case is used when a noun follows a preposition. Key concepts. Noun cases. In Russian, nouns change their endings depending on their function in the sentence. The nominative case is used for the subject of the sentence. The prepositional case is used when a noun follows a preposition. Verb conjugation. Russian verbs change their endings based on the person and number of the subject. The ending ut is used for plural subjects in the present tense. English to Russian translation. Pool. Bassein. Bassein. The next word is battle. The Russian word for battle is bitva. Pronounced btva slash hi. Here's an example sentence. Vebeite veje perieste alien geradeje sovejete eskaije veoikratkojeska odejeje alipe obejede unenadenje emjetsekaije mi veoikratkojeska emi. Vitvi prista ingrani sovjetskiji vojska držali pobjedu nad nemetskimi vojskami. Breakdown. V in this case is pronounced like V in, very, means, in, or, at, and is a preposition. Bitvi. B-T-V-E slash, hi, is the dative case of the word. Bitva. And means, battle. Pri. Pri is another preposition meaning, at, or, near. Staingrani. Star, Lingrad slash, hi, is a proper noun referring to the city of Stalingrad. This is in the locative case. Sovietskiy. Tsar, Vyetskiy slash, hi, means, Soviet, and is an adjective. Voyska. Voyska slash, hi, means, troops, or, forces, in the nominative plural form. Ajali. Dajali slash, hi, is a past tense verb meaning, won, or, achieved. Pabedu. Pa, baidu slash, hi, means, victory, and is in the accusative case. Nad. Nad, means, over, and is a preposition. Nimetskimi. Nai, metskimi, means, German, and is an adjective. Vyskami. Voyskami is the instrumental case of Voyska and means troops or forces. Translation. In the Battle of Stalingrad, Soviet troops won a victory over German troops. Key concepts. Prepositions. These are words that introduce a phrase and show the relationship between a noun or pronoun and another word in the sentence. Cases. Russian nouns and adjectives change their endings depending on their grammatical function in a sentence. These changes are called cases. Word order. While the Russian sentence structure is subject-verb-object like English, there are differences in word order, especially when prepositions are used. Pronunciation. Bitva. B-T-V-A slash, hi. Stalingrad. Star, Lingrad slash, hi. Sovietskiy. Tsar, Vyetskiy slash, hi. Voyska. Voyska slash, hi. Ajali. Ajali slash, hi. Pobedu. pa, baidu slash, hi. Nimitskimi. Nai, metskimi slash, hi. Variations. The word itva can also be used to refer to a fight, or a struggle, not just a military battle. Boy. Boy is another word for battle. Vina. Voy, na slash, hi, means war. The next word is tradition. Traditsia. Traditsia. Traditsia, tradition. This sentence demonstrates the use of the feminine noun. Traditsia. In the nominative case. Traditsia. Tradition is a feminine noun. The ending ia. Ia indicates that it is feminine. In the nominative case, the subject of the sentence, it is used without any declension. The word traditsia is pronounced traditsia. Tra and d are pronounced as in the English words tre and d. The tc is pronounced similar to tsi in the word tsunami, and the y is pronounced like y in yard. Translation. Tradition. The next word is little. The word little in English can be translated into Russian in a few different ways, depending on the context and the part of speech. Here is an example of little used as an adjective in a sentence. Sentence. The little girl played with her dolls. Russian. Девочка играла с куклами. Breakdown. Девочка. Pronounced девочка, this is the subject of the sentence, and is the feminine form of the noun, child. Ребенок. It can be used to mean girl. Играла. Pronounced играла, this is the past tense, feminine singular form of the verb, to play. Играть. It means played. S. Pronounced S, this is the preposition with. It links the noun girl to the noun dolls. Куклами. Pronounced куклами, this is the plural form of the noun doll. Кукла. Which means dolls. It is in the instrumental case, which indicates how something is done, or with what. Translation. The girl played with dolls. Key concept. The sentence uses a noun in the feminine gender. Девочка. And the verb is conjugated in the feminine past tense. Играла. To match the gender of the noun. This is important in Russian grammar, as the verb must agree in gender and number with the noun it modifies. Pronunciation tip. Russian uses the Cyrillic alphabet. It is important to learn the sounds of the letters and the rules for pronouncing words. For example, the letter E is pronounced like the E in bed or the E in father. The letter O can be pronounced as in the English word go. English. Little slash pronunciation. Little Russian. Malinki. Male slash pronunciation. Malinki Russian. Malinkaya. Female slash pronunciation. Malinkaya. The next word is cash. Hash hash. Umina net na ichnuch. Breakdown. This is the preposition, at, or, with, and is used in the genitive case. It is pronounced, u, as in, moon. Меня. This is the personal pronoun, me, in the genitive case. It is pronounced, меня. Нет. This is the verb, to be, in the negative form. It is pronounced, нет. Наичных. This is the noun, cash, and is in the plural form of the genitive case. Pronounced, nalichnik. This sentence means, I do not have any cash. Key concepts. Genitive case. This case is used to express possession, or belonging. It often translates to the English possessive, s, or, of, and is used after prepositions like, who, which means, at, or, with. Plural form. This indicates more than one, and uses a different ending in the genitive case depending on the word. Variations of the word. Naichnui. Naichnui. Nalichny, singular form of, cash. Naichnumi. Nalichnimi, instrumental case, which means, with cash. Translation. U. At, with. Mina. Me. Nit. Is not. Naichnuch. Cash.